Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. While Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will host the Time 100, the Hollywood Reporter has the story. Harry and Meghan will make opening and closing remarks, lead some of the conversations with guests, and will also join Time CEO and Editor-in-Chief Edward Felsenthal for a conversation about creating safe and healthy online communities. Today's event is called Engineering a Better World. It will include Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, Rappler CEO and editor Maria Ressa, and Center for Humane Technology President Tristan Harris, amongst others. Meghan Markle appeared as a speaker for Fortune's Most Powerful Women Next Gen Summit, where the Duchess spoke about her use of social media and the impact Artie has had on the way Meghan works. This recap via Elle, but pay attention to her words as they will factor into our next story. Meghan admitted that she no longer has any personal social media accounts for her own mental health. She compared the addiction some have to online platforms as being similar to a drug addiction. For my own self-preservation, I have not been on social media for a very long time, Meghan started. I had a personal account years ago, which I closed down, and then we had one through the institution in our office that was in the UK that wasn't managed by us, that was a whole team. And so I think that comes with the territory for the job that you have. I've made a personal choice to not have any account, so I don't know what's out there. In many ways, that's helpful for me. I have a lot of concerns for people that have become obsessed with it, and it's so much a part of our daily culture for so many people that it's an addiction like many others. And there are very few things in this world where you can call the person who's engaging with it a user. But if you look at social media and what it's doing is the same capacity in which it does in creating addiction, what is the comp there? People who are addicted to drugs are called users, and people who are on social media are called users. And there's something algorithmically that is in there that is creating this obsession that I think is very unhealthy for a lot of people. So we just say, as you are out there building your brand and as you are out there engaging with your friends online, just be conscious of what you're doing and understand that it's not limited to that one moment, that you are creating an echo chamber for yourself, she continued. So the more that you engage with things that are negative, not just for other people that you might not know, but what it's doing to you as a human being will really have lasting effects, and that there is an alternative to engaging in that kind of stuff. So I would say to be very conscious and responsible. I don't think people have even started to scratch the surface of what this is doing to us, and I wish more for especially the younger generation of women. You have the power to turn this around. Remember I told you to pay attention to Meghan's words? Well, the Daily Mail says Meghan Markle is accused of ripping off the social dilemma. Meghan made a bold comparison between social media users and drug addicts. Twitter users were quick to point out that the comments she made about the dangers of social media addiction were almost identical to the ideas featured in the Netflix hit. Meghan ripped off the Netflix documentary, The Social Dilemma Theory, about social media users being like drug addicts, and had the cheek to say that she hasn't been on it for years, one furious Twitter user wrote. One user shared screen grabs from The Social Dilemma, pointing to one moment in the documentary when statistician Edward Tuff is quoted with his words bearing a striking similarity to comments made by Meghan during her latest summit appearance. There are only two industries that call their customers users: illegal drugs and software, his quote reads. During her chat with Fortune associate editor Emma Hinchliffe, Meghan said something incredibly similar, warning participants, there are very few things in the world where you can call a person who's engaging with it a user. People who are addicted to drugs are called users, and people who are on social media are called users. Great minds think alike. My thanks to our greatest mind, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.